April 13, 1922. Triple affirmation of wanting to live in the divine will. The soul who lives in the divine will lives in the womb of the Most Holy Trinity. I was continuing my usual prayers, and my always lovable Jesus, surprising me from behind my shoulders, called me by name, telling me, "Luisa, daughter of my will, do you want to live always in my will?" And I, "Yes, O Jesus." And he, "But is it really true that you want to live in my will?" And I, "It is really true, my love, nor would I adapt myself to living of another will." And Jesus again, "But do you say it firmly?" Now, seeing myself confused and almost fearing, I added, "My life, Jesus, you make me fear with these questions. Explain yourself better. I say it firmly, but always helped by you, and in the strength of your will, such that, as it involves me completely, I could not do without living in your volition." And he, heaving a sigh of relief, repeated, "Oh, how happy I am with your triple affirmation. Do not fear. These are nothing other than reassurances, reaffirmations, and confirmations, so as to impress in you the triple seal of the will of the three divine persons. You must know that one who lives in my will must rise high, but so high as to live in the womb of the sacrosanct Trinity. Your life and ours must be one. Therefore, it is necessary, it is decorous, that you know where you are and with whom you are, that in everything you conform to what we do, and that, not by force, but willingly, with love, and with full knowledge, you live in our womb. Now, do you know what our divine life is? We amuse ourselves very much in issuing from us new images of ourselves. We are in continuous act of forming our images, so much so that heaven and earth are filled with our images. Their shadows flow everywhere. The sun is our image, and its light is the shadow of ours, which overshadows all the earth. The heavens are our image, which extend everywhere and carry the shadow of our immensity. Man is our image, who carries within himself our power, wisdom, and love. So, we do nothing other than continuously produce our images, which resemble us. Now, one who must live in our will, living in our womb, must form many other copies of ourselves, together with us. She must be together with us in our work. She must let copies and shadows of us come out of herself, filling the whole of the earth and heaven. Now, in creating the first man, we formed him with our hands, and breathing over him, we gave him life. Once we made the first, all the others take origin from and are copies of the first. Our power, flowing through all generations, reproduces copies of him. Now, since we constitute you, firstborn daughter of our will, it is necessary that you live with us in order to form the first copy of the soul who lives in our will, so that, as she lives in us, she may receive our attitude and may learn with our power to operate according to our way. And once we have made of you the first copy of the soul who lives in our will, the other copies will come. The way of our will is extremely long. It embraces eternity. And while it seems that one has navigated the way, much remains for her to do and to receive from us in order to learn our ways and to form the first copy of the soul who lives in our will. This is the greatest work we must do. Therefore, we must give you much, and it is befitting to dispose you much so that you may receive. This is the reason for my repeated questions. It is to dispose you, to enlarge you, and to elevate you in order to accomplish my designs. I care so much about it that I would leave everything aside in order to reach my purpose. Therefore, be attentive and faithful.